As Pastor Steve gets ready, let's lift our hands and let's point them towards him and ask the Lord to come and send his anointing upon him tonight. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask you, Jesus, Lord, that you would come down and to move upon our pastor. Send your anointing. Lord, you see every heart and every soul. God, let the words be delivered out and to touch the hearts and the minds of each and every one that's here. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord another good hand tonight. Oh, just lift your hand to him and thank him again for his presence. How many knows every place doesn't have this? Everybody doesn't feel this. People don't understand this, but I thank God for it tonight. We desire this. This is who we are, and this is what we want. Oh, God, speak tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for your visitation. What a wonderful, wonderful presence tonight. The Lord has spoken his word so many times, and again tonight, the Lord spoken that message at times Brother Leon was not even here, but yet it's being spoken once again tonight to let us know that we are his church. We are his church, and his vision is right. And what has held us in the past, and the vision of Pastor Dave and Sister Loretta that has carried us to this place, is only propelling us into new things, because that's the plan of God. For the church to grow and expand, build upon the foundations that were right. I mean, that's his plan tonight. It's not his plan for us to go back, let up, or give in. But it's his plan for us to move forward in him. Give him one more hand this evening. And we just honor him tonight. God knows what he's doing. And had different visitors here today, some that's never been in Pentecost probably in their life. But I'd always made the oath and the promise that no matter who comes through the door, told the Lord when this opportunity was opening up, that I would preach his word the way that he would anoint me to preach. And today I did the best to keep my promise. No matter of what status, stature, amen, of acclaim, no matter how low or high, we must preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to the lost and the hungry. Because this is the answer they need. This is the answer they're looking for. And had some today, to my surprise, said we're coming back. And for different reasons, surprised me. But you know what? It shouldn't surprise us because the Word of God works. And it's always right. And it's like a two-edged sword that'll cut, change, and provoke to do the right thing. We give honor today for what God is doing. It's good to see the Reed family with us. Brother David, Sister Pam, Sister Mary looking so good, doing so well. Sister Mary, we've seen you ringing that final treatment bell online a while back, and we're just believing good things for you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Good to see you. Sister Mary Shiflett, as always. Good to see Peggy Hawk. We got to meet her a while back and came and played for Brother Emmett there and played so well. It's our joy and pleasure to have you with us tonight. Friend of Sister Thelma, Sister Brenda. We welcome you this evening. It's good to have the home church, as always. We never neglect you. Good to have you. And it's good to have them watching by live stream. And just got a text from Greg's cousin, Brother Mark Moses. He said we got Mark and Lisa watching from Ohio. So that's two from Ohio tonight at least. We welcome them. We like the personal text. We know exactly who's watching us. Looks like we got 11 from Ohio last I checked tonight, but we welcome all of you. We got them from Finland, Taiwan, all across the United States, Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, Tennessee, Florida, Alabama, Indiana, and there's possible other places I'm missing. We're working on changing some technology. So whatever country you may be watching from that we've not mentioned, we yet welcome you here. Glad to have you tonight. Write and let us know you're watching. Pastor Dave and Sister Loretta were sharing the other day while they were away, so they've heard various reports of people that have watched over the past couple weeks. And we're grateful for that. Any way we can help and minister, we're glad to do that tonight. Amen? That's what this is for. So we give honor and credit all to the glory of God. If you have your Bibles tonight, John chapter 5, verse 1, I'm not trying to get more long-winded every week, being this is week 2 of pastoring. Trying to use wisdom here And we'll get into the Word tonight. Wonderful service this morning. And started not to tell this, but I just feel to tell it after what the Lord has spoken tonight. I was out here preparing to actually leave yesterday. I had been out here the majority of the day. My wife will know. And she came, we went to dinner, and came straight back. Before I left, the Lord just quickly burdened me to lay hands on every pew and every instrument in this house, every microphone. That's not something that I always do. There's nothing wrong if we do it every service, but he burdened me to do that. And so I went up every aisle, and I'm just telling this for the glory of God, and prayed for souls. Didn't know who was sitting there, didn't know who would be here, didn't know what would transpire today or in the days ahead. But I know this, they're anointed for a purpose, and there are souls coming for the harvest of God and the kingdom of God, because his anointing has went forth in the tangible. His anointing is going forth in different capacities tonight. But I want to tell you, his word does not lie. And when he says souls are coming, souls are coming. And I just want you to know that. I know there's various times, no doubt, our pastor did things such as that. And I personally felt to do it, to share this, that I believe pews are going to be filled, lives are going to be changed. Not just so we can count a number and say every pew in the house was filled, but because every pew is a person that sits on a pew is a soul. And every soul that we can win is one soul that doesn't go to hell. And we're grateful for that tonight. Give honor to my best friend and wife, Ashley Blair. And didn't have got to do that as much last week, but give her a good hand for being our new First Lady. I believe she's doing a wonderful job, and we applaud you. John chapter 5, verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. And in these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, half, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity, 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. God, we thank you for your presence today and tonight. Thank you for your word that's went forth and how you've spoke to us this evening. Thank you for every song. Thank you for all that you have accomplished and already done. But God, now we come to you asking that your word would penetrate this house across live stream, that every ear that would hear would be changed for the better. And we praise you and ask that you would help and strengthen me tonight, cover me in your glory and anointing. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to talk to you on the subject for a bit this evening. Limp in. Leap out. Limping in, leaping out. Those words, limp in, leap out, were said to be on a large billboard in Birmingham, Alabama. But it was a garage, advertising a garage for rehabilitating car springs. Limping in, leaping out. While that's necessary for you that have that problem in your vehicle, we're not here to talk about that this evening, but we're here to talk of that, of our spiritual need. My mind has been turned immediately to the story of the Gospel of John about the man who had been lame 38 years, if we have read here, lame daily by the pool of Bethesda. Apparently, the pool possessed that power from on high that can only change us. But the angel of the Lord only troubled it once a year. This man here had been waiting 8 years longer than at this period of time that Jesus had been alive in his earthly body. He was a patient man. He had been waiting 38 years for his miracle. The pole had what we call five covered porches. It was rediscovered by archaeologists back in 1871 for a little history to you. And it can be visited today by those who travel to Jerusalem. Not a very large, or they say not a very impressive sight. But obviously it was one of great importance in their day, because the one who needed a need that could get in the pool first got the miracle. Now I want to tell you tonight, you watching by live stream, you may be limping through life, limping through trouble, limping through the day. Your spirituality may be at a great point of limping. But by the time we are done speaking on this subject tonight of the man by the pool, I believe some of you who feel like that you've been limping are going to leave here feeling like that you can start leaping. Hallelujah. I just want to tell you again tonight, you may feel like limping. You may be broken. You may feel destroyed. You may feel discouraged. You may feel even depressed. You may feel like the inside of you is doing nothing more for the kingdom of God than limping. But I want to tell you, there is an angel of God in the house tonight. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God is in the house tonight. You may have come in limping, but I believe by the time at the close of service, you can leave here leaping in the presence of God. The joy on the inside of you is your strength, and it can leap on the inside of you tonight. The setting of this lesson is one of joy, one of celebration, one of the feast of the Jews. There was singing, eating, laughing. That sounds like us, doesn't it? Throughout the city for many people. However, on a porch somewhere. However, on a porch, a man down by a pool was a man that who wasn't laughing. He wasn't leaping. He wasn't eating. He wasn't feeling joy, but he was simply limping his way through the day. I want to tell you today, you can't tell on the outside of people who's limping and who's leaping. You can't tell by looking on the outside who's broken, who's hurting, and who has joy. But I want to tell you tonight, I can tell by the inside of you that's manifesting to the outside of you, those that have the joy of the Lord that brings about leaping in your life. Jesus arrives in Jerusalem, and if I can take my time for a moment, at the time of one of the feasts. Most commentaries do believe it was the feast of Passover. We don't have any exact way of being 100%, but nonetheless, there's a time of celebration of what God has done in the rich history of his people. Here comes Jesus to do something fresh and do something new. What the law was always powerless to do, Jesus did by simply speaking the word. I want to tell you, the law of man will bring destruction. The law of man will tear down. The law of man will mess things up. The law of man will take a government and bring confusion. But I want to tell you, the word of God will rightly divide. The word of God will rightly deliver. The word of God will rightly save. The word of God will rightly change. The word of God will bring about a newness of life that will take the limping to the leaping tonight. Oh, somebody's getting ready to feel like leaping in this house. Hallelujah. The man had a complaint. Oftentimes I've got a complaint. Oftentimes you've got a complaint. He had waited 38 years. It's hard sometimes for me to wait 38 seconds on my microwave popcorn. Hallelujah. That's spiritual, isn't it? Man, you're standing in front of that microwave, and if it's like mine, it's a minute and a half. for however many ounces that beautiful bag is of extra butter. Some of you are wanting some right now. Amen. That Act 2 popcorn extra butter. If you've not tried it, you need to go after service and get you some. It'll take you a minute and a half to get it popped. And if you're like me, about a minute and a half to get it eaten. Amen. I don't have patience. I'll admit it tonight. Patience is a virtue that I have to pray for. Amen. There's no stoplight that's too short for me. I like the green lights on everything. You know, that's no different than the church tonight. We don't like to wait on anything. We're a microwave generation. We don't like stoplights. We don't like lines. Fast food is too slow. We don't want to wait on anything. But I can hear the voice of God declaring to the church tonight, if you'll wait on me, if you'll tarry on me, if you'll live just a little while, if you'll tarry just a little while, if you'll wait just a little while, there is a troubling of the water, Pastor Greg, that is coming to the pool. There is a troubling in your life that is coming to the pool. And when God says, get in the water, everything will be made whole. Would you shout amen? Limping to leaping. Limping to leaping. Can you wait for it tonight? Give him praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'll just tell on myself. I've been trying to do better, but I kind of blew it one night or every night, whatever the case. We were up late, as we are a lot. And I thought I was sneaking downstairs to pop some popcorn. But you can't sneak and pop popcorn. If you pop it right, it smells real good. If you pop it bad, it definitely. You know where I'm going. Visitor and come in your house 5 days later. So, ooh, you need to take out the trash or something. So, me and Ashley sitting there on the couch, and I seen her hand start reaching in. That was fine. I'll share my popcorn. It started diminishing. I started looking at it. I thought, that's not going to be enough. I'm hungry. So I did what I shouldn't have done. I went back downstairs. I thought, man, this takes longer the second time. This minute and a half is longer than the first minute and a half, which it can't be. I want to tell you, patience is something, in all sincerity tonight, that the church has been lacking for dispensations of time. And there's people who, if they would have been patient one more day, one more hour, one more minute, God could intervene and moved and delivered and saved, took their limping to leaping, healed their marriage that was getting ready to be destroyed, took their kid, a man that was strung out and all these problems, but they wanted to get involved and blame the church, blame this, blame God, and now they're still in their place of limping, they're still crippled, they're still defeated, but I want to tell you tonight, church, just wait on God, just patiently wait on God, pray to Him, fast for Him, walk in His way. Talk to Him. Do what He says do. And if it's 38 years, so be it. But God will deliver right on time. Oh, I feel like leaping right now. I said God will deliver when He said He would deliver right on time. God will deliver when the time is right. Somebody just say He will deliver. Oh, He's going to take somebody from limping to leaping in the name of Jesus. I feel like preaching tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He didn't know He was going to get happy talking about popcorn. But there's a good lesson in that. You ever put a pot pie in there? I hope everybody ate dinner before you came to church. I know a lot of you didn't. There's no such thing as a quick pot pie. But oh man, when it's done. Flaky. Hot in the place it's supposed to be hot. Burn your tongue. But it tastes so good. Even in the microwave, you can't speed the thing up. That's like God tonight. There's things that we think we can reason out with God because of our accolades, because of our past, because of things we've done. But we find our place in ourselves in a place of destitution. And we want to hurry God. And I've used it so many times because it's so recent, but I talk about Boston and How I wanted to hurry God, and it's natural to want to hurry God. And there we laid, and there we sat, and there we laid, and there we sat, and there we waited day after day. Seemed like eternity, and it was only 15 days. And I thought, surely, after being in this all my life, I can hurry God. But you know what I found out? It was a time of limping that turned into a time of leaping. And I want to tell you tonight, rest assured, child of God, your time of leaping, your time of limping, if you wait patiently, will result in a time of leaping. Oh, yes. Your day is coming. Your time is coming. Salvation is coming. Deliverance is coming. Healing is coming. God will do what He said He'd do. I feel some waters getting ready to be troubled in here tonight. How many knows we don't have to wait once a year any longer? But Sister Calvin, we can leave here with troubled waters right now. It's not just one man. It's not just one woman. But whosoever will, let him come to the water of life and receive that thing which God has for them. Limp in, leap out. Limp in and leap out. Give Him praise tonight. He got I could have stacks and stacks if I would print them all, and some of you could too, because people you know are going through things of situations. I know Pastor Greg can relate, and you can relate, and people on the job, Brother Leon can relate, of people that are in trouble. If I saved everything that came in written form or in verbal form, we'd have to find a really thick stapler to get through it tonight in just a matter of months. You know why? Because there's a generation that is limping, and they are searching, and they are hurting, and a lot of them don't know where the answer is at. But I want to tell you tonight, we've got the answer. I preached today on the answer to Bildad's question. Thank God 4,000 years later, we still got the answer. We still got the hope. We still know where the help is at. And we can help somebody go from limping to leaping. Yes, we can. Telling somebody the truth is not abusing them, it's helping them. Telling them in the wrong way is abusing them. Telling them in love is the right way to tell them. And that is what will get them delivered. Amen? Tell them the truth. Tell them in love, but tell them what's right. We've lost that somewhere along the way, that we, in order to love them, we have to water down the truth to them. But that is not right. The Bible says, if you rear not your child in the truth, you don't love that child. I want to tell you tonight, it's hard to correct. We had a little correcting session before church, and it was hard on me to put my mind back together thinking, is he mad? Is he this? Is, well, now he's just asleep. He's got over it. But you know what? That's the way of the world. The enemy wants you to think, well, they'll be mad. They'll be this. They'll never talk. No, somebody wants to hear the truth. Somebody just wants the answer to a problem, and they have confidence in you to get it told tonight. The man had a complaint. He waited there 38 years, but here came Jesus. Jesus is worth the wait. He's worth the struggle. Oh, year after year, he had limped down to the water and thought, this is my year. I'm going to get my blessing and get my miracle. And no sooner would he get down there, how mad would it make you? Somebody run in front of you and get in the water. Amen. Oh, that upset you, wouldn't it? But what he didn't know, that at the end of his limping, Jesus himself was getting ready to pass by. I'd take it from Jesus any day over man's opinion, over popular opinion, over the United States opinion, over the president's opinion. I tell you the truth, just like the oath I made, if President Barack Obama was to enter this house, and I don't really think he will, but I could be wrong, I'd preach this gospel just like I'm preaching now, because the truth will make you free. Tell the truth, wait on the truth, hold to the truth, and when Jesus, oh yes, when Jesus passes by, oh, I'm going to have to lay this mic down and run. When Jesus passes by, he'll take your limping and your brokenness to a die. Hallelujah. He'll take you to a place of leaping in Jesus' name. Oh, give him praise tonight. Anybody starting to feel like leaping on the inside tonight in this house? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say limping to leaping. Limping to leaping. Somebody said, why are you always having us repeat this? Because if you say it out loud, somehow it just grabs you on the inside. You remember a certain percentage of what you see and what you do, what you say, what you hear. And if you do it all tonight, this word will get in you. I want this word to get in you like it got in me. And I pray, God, if I have to limp with this situation a little longer, that's all right. Just take me eventually to a place of leaping. If I have to pray about this for years to come, that's all right. Just let me limp in your goodness. Just let me limp while I'm trusting you. Don't let me get out of your will. Don't let me fall short of your glory. Don't let me mess up beyond repair. But God, just keep me in my limping. Just hold me in my limping. Just guide me, Lord. I feel like preaching tonight. God, just stay with me in my limping. And when the day comes that it changes to leaping, I'll give you the praise. Oh, I feel like preaching. Somebody just give a wave offering tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Limping to leaping. Oh, can I just take a walk? Shikata masike. Oh, masite. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Limping to leaping. Some of you came limping in, but you're getting ready to leap out. Real glory. Hey, Shikata Masha. Some of you came withered. But God's getting ready to stretch forth that hand. Withered dreams, limping struggles, getting ready to be turned to leaping victory. I thank God for a church that's been effective. I thank God for a church that's pressed forward. Listen carefully to what I say tonight. Hallelujah. Because we all have an area of limping. But it is the plan of God that we take every area of limping. If it's limping ministry in you, it's not God's plan for it to be that way always. There are times of limping, but we can't help. There's times of grief. There's times of things that happen that we limp for a while, but we're covered in God. But if you just walk in that and limp in that, He will take you to your victory. But hear me tonight. It is my prayer. There's no way I could start sharing vision all and however many services we've had. Not wisdom to do it. I'm just here to have church with you for a while. But I want to tell you, as God has given the vision, as we start laying these things out that God has given, I will tell you this tonight. It is God, it is my prayer. And it is God's desire that He would take everything within that limps and turn everything into that which will leap. Hallelujah. Every limp in ministry into a leaping ministry. Hallelujah. Everything that is decreased, I believe it's God's plan to bring increase. You know who it's up to tonight? It's not up to me. It's not just up to me. It's certainly up to me in a high regard. But it's up to us, the church, to make up our mind that we're going to do it God's way. We're going to pray God's way. We're going to give God's way. We're going to labor God's way. We're going to attend God's way. And you know what? When we get done doing it God's way, God will take the limping, change it into leaping, and win a city. Win a city for Jesus Christ. I mean no harm in saying this tonight. Everybody that says they are behind you, sometimes, as Pastor Davis said, they are way behind you. Oh, yeah. Said you're going to get in trouble. Well, truth will make me free. And I've been in it long enough to say it. I didn't just start church 2 weeks ago. And I didn't just start working with people 2 weeks ago. Hallelujah, somebody. I didn't just step into ministry a few weeks ago or a few months when I found out what was coming and said, oh, goody, goody. Hallelujah. It's come, the prize is coming to me. You know what? It's responsibility for the kingdom of God. And I bear it so humbly. But I tell you this tonight, I've been in it long enough to realize this. I've been in enough leadership positions and I've worked in enough departments and with enough people and been in enough churches and done these things to realize this. There is a core group of people and you tonight are the core group of people, amen, that is going to further this gospel, labor in this kingdom and move forward for the kingdom of God. Do you believe that tonight? That's going to take it from limping to leaping. You're it tonight. You're it tonight. You, the church, are the ones that will change the tide of what the enemy wants to do. You're it. You're it. You've heard me talk of the four Christians, everybody, somebody, anybody, and nobody. And there was an important job to do. Everybody was asked to do it. Everybody was sure somebody would. Anybody could have done it, but nobody did it. Somebody got angry about that because it was everybody's job and everybody thought anybody could do it, but nobody realized that everybody wouldn't do it. And it ended up that everybody blamed somebody. God forbid we end up limping tonight because anybody, everybody, nobody, somebody, you know what? Just say it's me right here, God. I'm responsible for me. It's up to me. It's not up to them. I love them. I want to help them. I want to encourage them. I'll be there for them. But on judgment day, it's just you and me. When I stand before the throne of judgment, it's just you and me. And what I do for the kingdom of God will determine the outcome. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, there's that patience thing, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen here tonight, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. It's important to have patience tonight. The angel's preparation for healing at the pool, the angel troubled the water, and he, like others, waited. This man was waiting on the angel to trouble the water. But I'm glad in this place of time, he had no choice but to wait until Jesus came by. But thank God that when he came, he opened the gate, that we can trouble the water for ourselves tonight. We can call on God. We can trouble the water, step in and get everything we need and not wait on the next person. Limping in, leaping out. Jesus offers the option of healing. Now there's different kinds of healing. Emotional, spiritual, physical. We can go through a whole lot of things tonight. I just ask you, do you want to be whole? Lame man offered an explanation why he hadn't been healed. Began to tell of obstacles. Oh, he had a lot of them to tell, and he, with good reason, was frustrated. 38 years, as I said, 8 years longer than the Lord at that time of 30 years old had been alive. But the spirit man on the inside of that mortal body was always there. I want to tell you, the Lord doesn't leave you. He doesn't forsake you. And I just want to tell somebody, he's not forgotten about you. You feel like you've been praying about that thing, shikatamai, that you've been limping in a long time. And I don't know who I'm talking to this evening. You feel like it's never coming to pass. But I feel like somebody's getting ready to have some leaping. Hallelujah. In just a little while. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Jesus challenges the norm by speaking to the man. He said, he is flowing the waters of mercy. Hallelujah. He's the only one in the midst of five porches waiting. But it wasn't an accident that day. The angel wasn't there, but Jesus was there. He didn't ask him his complaint or his problem. He said, wilt thou? What did he say to him? Wilt thou be made whole? I could go down the line and pass the mic this evening. We'd be here a long time because we all have real problems. And I take nothing from it. But I ask you the question tonight. I'm not asking your problem, not because I'm not concerned, but because I can't fix it. But I ask you tonight, as they come to the music, wilt thou be made whole? Limping in, leaping out. Limping in, you may have to limp a little while longer. You may leap out tonight. It may happen tomorrow. I can't tell you when the answer is coming, but I can tell you the answer is on the way. It's on the way. Hallelujah. Here comes Jesus. Wilt thou be made whole? See, when I say that we can trouble our own water tonight, it's not us that does the troubling, it's God, but it's He that is in us. Because the Bible says in Scripture, he that believeth on me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly, what's going to flow? What's going to flow? I'll say it real loud. What's going to flow? Of living water. I feel like He wants to flow here this evening. He's already been flowing. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of stagnant, no. Of dead, no. Of steel, no. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. It's here tonight. You may come limping in, but you can go leaping out in the name of Jesus. Declare the word of the Lord. Would you stand to your feet tonight? Limping in and leaping out. The response of the lame man to the spoken word was, make me whole. Do what you will, Lord. His problem was fixed that day. It's God's desire tonight to fix it. I'm quitting here. Years he watched somebody else get what he wanted. There's people quitting every day because somebody else is getting what they wanted. It's not your turn yet. I'll even go as far as to say this. There's been people in ministry along the way that I have seen of my age push themselves into things that they weren't ready for. And they're no longer even saved, let alone in the ministry. I'll tell you this tonight. If you wait your turn, do it God's way. Do what He's told you to do. He's getting ready to ask you a question. Will you be made whole? Bethel, will you be made whole? Are you limping? Because very soon you're going to be leaping. Somebody just say it with me one more time. Limping in, leaping out. If you receive that word tonight, give Him a good hand of praise. Let's all come in for a word of prayer as they sing. God bless you tonight. Hallelujah. Let's call on the name of the Lord this evening together. Bless His wonderful name.